A coalition of environmental and business groups says Michigan taxpayers could end up paying billions for the Line 5 tunnel the 4-mile underground passage Enbridge wants to build to contain its aging pipeline beneath the Straits of Mackinac. According to the Public News Service, a new report from Oil and Water Don't Mix and Clean Water Action claims the project, long promoted as a safer alternative than the existing dual pipelines on the lake bed, could shift billions of dollars in financial risk onto the state. Report co-author Sean McBrady says the agreement pushed through at the end of the Snyder administration means Enbridge builds the tunnel, but Michigan will own it.
That means that Michigan taxpayers could be responsible for the catastrophic cleanup, water system repairs, tourism losses, public health emergencies, and multi-billion dollar infrastructure disruptions if something goes wrong.
Enbridge disputes the report in response, saying Michigan is fully indemnified under its agreements, meaning the state will be compensated for its losses, and that taxpayers won't pay for any incident. The company contends it has the financial strength and certified assurances to cover all cleanup costs and notes state regulators have already approved the project. Opponents also say the tunnel comes with engineering risks that haven't been fully explained to the public. Former Michigan Department of Environmental Quality Director Skip Pruss says the Army Corps review found the project could draw in around 21,000 gallons of groundwater each day. A scenario, he says, sets a dangerous precedent.
The tunnel will be constructed at a depth and will encounter 17 atmospheres of pressure. That is more pressure than any tunnel project ever constructed or attempted to be constructed in the world.
Enbridge maintains the tunnel will make an already safe pipeline even safer and is undergoing full state and federal review. I'm Brian Vish for WLEN, Lenawee's local news station.